Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and it's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Today we're going to Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. It's home to the Country Music Hall of Fame and numerous country record labels. And our guide is Marcia Campbell. She's host of The All-Nighter on WSM Radio, which is home to the country music stage show Grand Ole Opry. Marcia, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm happy to be with you.
Well, let's get right to the music. One of the artists you wanted us to know about is Dierks Bentley. Now, I know Dierks Bentley from the song Come a Little Closer, but let's listen to a song off of his new album, Riser. This is the song I Hold On.
To the things I believe in.
Marcia, there's sort of a little Keith Urban going on there.
There is. There's a great flavor. He's a great songwriter, a good guy. And he wrote that song, and he's talking about faith, freedom, love, and being an American, too.
And he's originally from Arizona, right? He came to Nashville as a student years ago, worked his way up playing in some of the clubs, and then he was signed.
Yeah, he has a beautiful backstory with his love for country music and coming to Nashville, being a student at Vanderbilt and playing some of the bars and the clubs, doing an internship at TNN, the Nashville Network, and he had the access of going backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. So every time there was a show, he would be there. Well, then the general manager starts seeing him. He's not performing. He's not in anybody's band. He's an intern. So he actually got banned from going backstage at the Grand Ole Opry until his songs started going on the chart. And then you had the same general manager going to Dierks Bentley and asking him to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. So I love the beautiful story of how he was persistent and getting banned and kicked out of the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, that's a country song in itself.
Let's listen to another artist, Chris Stapleton. This is someone who's been a successful songwriter. Now he's trying to make it as a solo artist. Here he is singing What Are You Listening To?
Yeah, it's about to drive me mad. What are you listening to? Is it a cover band in some college town bar where it's not a guitar? Or is it something?
That's really nice. There's something about country music like that that just puts you right out in the fields on the highway driving through the state of Tennessee.
Oh, that makes me smile. And I love the soul that he brings to a song. And think about the story, the lyrics of What Are You Listening To? When you have a heartbreak, when you're excited, when you're on the highway, like you mentioned, you're turning up the radio.
Yeah.
And what are you listening to? I really enjoy Chris Stapleton. So if he's in your area, I encourage you to go and see him in concert. We have the traditional sound of country music with steel guitars and fiddles that we really miss on today's top of the charts. Chris Stapleton is bringing some of that sound in, along with Dierks Bentley, Randy Clark, Marty Stewart, Sean Camp. That list goes on with the true flavor of traditional country music.
Is it a love song about someone new? What are you listening to?
As far as what's going on in Nashville today, some of the best songs are being written around town.
Yeah.
And sad to say that we may never hear those songs.
We're talking with country music DJ Marcia Campbell, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Marcia, why is the best music, in your view anyway, not what's making it to the top of the charts?
Maybe it's my age. You know, it's kind of like what you grew up on. You kind of always lean towards liking that flavor. And country music today, we've got a lot of drums and loud guitars. And it's, you know, I say it's a constant party. Money's being made. It's just, I work at a station where we play the hurting, gambling, lying, cheating, loving, jailhouse, church house, and truck driving songs. And of course, in the vein of country, bluegrass, gospel, and Americana music. And every now and then, you want a ballad, you want some steel guitar, there's room for it all, but a lot of my audience still holds on to the love of traditional country music.
Well, and one example of that traditional country sound that you want us to hear is the 1980 song He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones. It hit the top of the charts then. Let's listen.
He stopped loving her today. It placed her
Marcia, let's fast forward to today, and one more artist you told us about. This is Kacey Musgraves. She is 25 years old. Here's her song, Follow Your Arrow. It's from her new album, Same Trailer, Different Park.
So, bass, lots of noise, kiss lots of boys, kiss lots of girls. If that's something you're into, when a straight and narrow gets a little too straight.
Tell us what you like about Kacey Musgraves.
Did you hear the steel guitar in that song?
Yeah.
It has a great toe-tapping feel. It makes me want to drive fast, but the lyrics are powerful. Follow your own arrow. Follow your spirit. I've got my eye on her. I can see her giving the ladies of country music a good thumbs up in the next couple years.
And Marcia, before we let you go, I have to ask you, your show is the all-nighter. You are on in the middle of the night. It is a great time, I think, for radio. I grew up listening to oldies songs in the middle of the night and calling in and requesting. Who's listening to you?
Well, there's all kinds listening. Ramblers of the Highway, and a huge part of the audience is truck drivers. But then you also have the folks going home from the honky-tonks downtown, or... You know, sometimes folks are just getting off work. They're either at home and they can't sleep. And then worldwide at WSMonline.com, I have folks listening in Norway who they are listening, getting ready for work, and it's the morning show. So it's a vast audience, and I'm really honored to just play some great country music and, again, be a beacon in the middle of the night.
For a bunch of people, in the words of Alabama, working a 40-hour week.
Amen, brother.
Marcia Campbell is host of the All-Nighter on WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. Marcia, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, and thank you. I wish you happiness and good health. Godspeed, my friend.
Hello, Detroit auto worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living. Just to send it on down the line.
And as always, Megna, we've got the full list of the songs that we heard there at hereandnow.org.
Love it.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Megna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Sillman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings, ICABoston.org.